This is Dale Connolly reporting. It's not the news. The world was watching last week as the drama of little Elliot Gunderson crossed an important watershed. French police, posing as tourists, surrounded little Elliot and his Paris relatives at a charming outdoor cafe, and recklessly brandishing their point-and-shoot cameras, the police shepherded Elliot into a waiting transport which whisked him away to a reunion with his father at Euro Disney. As news of the official abduction spread, the American expatriate community issued angry words of protest. Brick Walters reports.
Disgruntled Parisians filled the streets today, muttering to themselves about the complete absence of even a shred of elegance or fun in American culture. In that sense, it was a day like any other. But in the American expatriate community, otherwise known as Little Hoboken, people were even more vocal in their protests.
Well, they put a baseball cap on his head and they pushed him into the bus like he was a member of some sightseeing group. I saw the fear on his face. Perhaps he thought he was going to the Eiffel Tower again. He was humiliated.
Yes, I saw Elliot removed from the cafe by force. A croissant was left sitting on the table there. They took him during a meal. That was an insult.
Elliot Gunderson's Paris relatives have lodged a formal protest with the American embassy. The couple, Tom and Patty Gunderson, were particularly upset once they learned about the plans for reuniting the boy with his father.
The idea of taking that child to Euro Disney.
He doesn't know what that's about.
No.
We spent months treating him to French culture. He hungers for subtlety, style.
He's been to the Paris Opera and the Louvre.
And that Jerry Lewis Film Festival.
I mean, the boy knows art.
He'll be traumatized by the saccharine, empty abominations of the whole Euro Disney milieu.
But in the pictures released by the American Embassy, Elliot seems to be having fun.
Fun? Mm-hmm. No, no, no. You know, in the one with Pluto, I can see confusion on Elliot's face.
Absolutely.
Well, true, Pluto doesn't speak, but Elliot knows he's not a real mime. Elliot knows what a real mime is.
Yes, he does, and they won't let us visit. The efforts to set up a meeting, they weren't serious. They wanted us to come to McDonald's.
This is child abuse.
But there is also some civility on display in this otherwise edgy and bleak confrontation. As a courtesy, Elliot's father, Michael Gunderson, has agreed to not attempt to leave France until the nation's truckers have had a chance to strike during the boy's stay. Experts estimate it'll be another 4 weeks before the pair can return home. Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.